Blog Talk Radio.
Queens in the Morning. I'm your host, Stephanie Beard, a.k.a. Laker Girl, and I'm here with my sisters, the Queens. Good morning to you, Queen Real Delia.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yeah. Welcome to another exciting day of Hot Topic Tuesday.
That's right, y'all. It's Hot Topic Tuesday. It is already January the 24th. Or the 25th. I don't know. The 24th? Yeah, the 24th. We are already 24 days in this month. It's almost over. Wow. Time is flying. Good morning to you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, time is flying. We've got to get everything done. Get on the good foot. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, you got to live your life to the fullest. Good morning to you, Queen Zoila.
Good morning, queens and kings out there. Happy Hot Topic Tuesday. And yes, January 24th, and I have begun my birthday countdown, which is on the 29th. So it's coming up, y'all. Aquarius season in the house. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Yep, you're right. It is Aquarius season, y'all. All right, y'all. We're going to get into it. This morning, our three-play feature artist is Deborah Cox. Deborah Cox, she don't, you know, Deborah can sing her ass off. I just found that she don't have a lot of good songs. She has ones that I do like, I love. But, I mean, she has a beautiful voice. She just, I don't know, the songwriting, the songs that she that come her way just, for me, just aren't good. So we're going to start off with, we're definitely going to get in Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, which is probably her biggest hit, and Sentimental, those two I love. And a couple I just found that I guess we can hear. I'll start off with this one called One Wish. It was her second album. It was called One Wish, 1998. It came out. Let's get the title. Song out. Oh, wait, where is my Bluetooth? I was missing something. All right, let me grab that. Oh, here it is. It's something I forgot. So I'm glad the Rich Sister did check in this morning because I didn't know, hadn't heard from her for a while, so she's still working. She won't be here this morning, but good to hear that she's still alive and well over there in Georgia. All right, One Wish. Deborah Cox.
Make love to TV. I see all
When I know one thing, boy, it could be better. We have bedroom secrecy with a key, but nothing else compares to this. I'm talking about the real love, the true love. Can you feel me?
Thank you. I once knew it all. Love can make you do.
Three-play feature artist, which is Deborah Cox. I didn't know Deborah Cox was Canadian. She's Canadian. She used to sing backup for Celine Dion. She started at 12 years old doing commercials. I like Deborah. She also is in First Wives series with Jill Scott and a couple of other beautiful ladies on, I think it's on BET+. Deborah Cox, y'all, Deborah Cox. All right, y'all, we're going to get into our queen segments, and then into our hot topics that we do every Hot Topic Tuesday here. Since Rich Sister is not here, of course, I'm going to go to my 365 daily devotion, A Little God's Time for Women. Today is January 24th, so I'll go to January 24th and see what that title is. It says Hope, H-O-P-E, Hope. So what differentiates hope from a wish? Think about the lottery. Does one hope to win or wish to win? How about a promotion, a pregnancy, or a proposal? Both hoping and wishing contain desire, but for wishing, that is where it ends. Hope goes deeper. The strong desire for something good to happen is coupled with the reason to believe that it will. We see then how vital hope is and why it's such a beautiful gift. Desire without hope is empty, but together they bring joy, expectancy, and peace. When we put our hope in Christ, He becomes our reason to believe good things will happen. He is our hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. Allow this blessing from Romans to wash over you today as the Holy Spirit fills you with hope, joy, and peace. Believe good things will happen. You have a wonderful reason to. And that ends ends the 365 Daily Devotions, A Little God's Time for Women. We're going to move right into Footprints with Queen Georgia Brown Sugar.
Good morning, everybody. Amen to that. You just read stuff that was good. Today I want to talk about the chaos that's going on and the lack of, how can I say it, putting your bravado and ignorance aside. And I'm talking about the mass shootings. People aren't doing critical thinking. You know, they just act on emotion, and you should never act on emotion. You should always check yourself. You know, it's every time you turn around, like Baton Rouge, Southern California, Half Moon Bay, Nebraska. I'm like, are you kidding me? All in a few days. Come on, people. We can be better than that. It's okay to walk away. It doesn't make you a punk. It makes you smart. You know, walk away from the, you know, if I acted on emotion, a whole bunch of folks would be dead. But I got more sense than that, and I know how to check myself. You know, you can mentally block people and, you know, it makes you a stronger person until you can deal with them. Or if you ever want to deal with them. You know, so we got to be better. This is 2023. We see everything's changing. You know, look at, you know, the prices of food's going up. Weather is changing. Weather we haven't seen, like, you know, in years. This should be on the East Coast, not on the West Coast. Not like this. We got to get it together, people. You know, check yourself. Check in on your friends. Mental health checkups. Just be there for each other. That's my footprint for the day. Let's be better, people.
Thank you for that, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. Appreciate that. Yes, y'all. We have to do better. We definitely have to do better. Just going forward, I mean, when you mentioned all those cities, all these mass shooting, all in one, it is, this world is crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. I just thought about it. Every time I turn around, something pops up on my phone. It's crazy. All right. Thank you, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar. We're going right on into Queen Real Delia. Get real with Delia.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I have a little companion here with me, my favorite five-year-old, so I'm going to do my best. I'd like to kind of piggyback on what Gab was just saying, Georgia Brown Sugar, about stopping before we do things and not being so emotional, and how it's so dangerous. You know, it has become so dangerous in our society because of all the shooting. I just learned yesterday, I didn't realize when I was hearing about the shooting in Monterey Park that the perpetrator was actually of the same ethnicity as the people that he killed, because they kept talking about AAPI, about, you know, the hate crimes that are being committed on Asian American Pacific Islanders. But in fact, he falls into the same ethnic category, then nobody's talking about Asian on Asian crime, like Jay always says, that Italians kill Italians, Asians kill Asians, black people kill black people, white people assault, you know, white people kill and commit crimes on their own ethnicity as well. But it doesn't really matter. When you think about the grand scheme of things, those people are just as dead. But politics is, you know, trying to turn things, you know, to tell the story. Because had somebody not told me yesterday, I thought that
the perpetrator of the crime was outside of that ethnicity. And it's so sad because it was Chinese New Year, and these people were having a Lunar New Year celebration, and now 11 people are dead because of a senseless act. And it's just really the sign of the times, I believe. You know, a lot of people say we're in the end days, you know, and I tend to believe that. The thing about it, though, and the thing that some people say that, and some people believe it, some people don't believe it, some people say, oh, they've been saying it's the end of days for forever. But those of us who, you know, go to church and listen to sermons and read our Bible and so forth, we understand that 1,000 years is but as a day in God's eyes. So it can be the end of days, even though the actual coming, you know, second coming of Jesus, you know, may not happen in our lifetime. Obviously, none of us know when it's going to happen. So those of us who, you know, have hopes of going to heaven have to make sure we keep everything straight and stay good with God. But, you know, once again, just the main point of my talk today is to say, check your mental health. Use your brain and not your emotions when you make decisions. Because when you're making decisions out of emotions, very, very often you're making the wrong decision. Very often. Not always, but very often. Because some of us are overly emotional creatures. And we have to slow down and use our brain. Is what you're trying to do really worth it? Because if it's not, then you shouldn't do it. And this has been Get Real with Delia, January 24, 2023 edition.
All right. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And you know what, Real Delia, it's a trip because they did take their time on, you know, reporting his nationality or race as being Asian as the killer. And that is the population in Monterey Park here in Los Angeles, like 65% Asian there. And good morning to you, JoJo. You know, they have bigotry between their cultures. Like Japanese don't like Chinese. People from Hong Kong don't like, you know, the bottom of the podium they don't like is Vietnamese and Cambodian. So it's racism within their culture, just like ours. You know, Africans, some Africans don't like Black Americans. So I used to work for an Asian company, which was Hong Kong based. And one of my good friends I used to work with in at this company was murdered by another Asian because they extort, you know, these people. Like her family owned a store down in Chinatown, and they was, you know, extortion was going on, and they murdered her because I guess they didn't make a payment or something. But they murdered her. She was a young girl, and they are atrocious when they kill. So, but this dude, I understand, killed his wife was there, his ex-wife was there. He also attended the dance studio at some point in time. So, again, it comes back to emotions, like Gab was saying, that this dude went in there and killed these 11 people. So, I don't think it had anything to do with bigotry, as the Democrats were saying, because that's when you said it's political. They came right out and said it was due to bigotry. But it wasn't. It was due to this man being emotional and went and killed people in his own community, as most people do when these mass shootings happen. All right. Well, thank you for that, Queen Real Delia. Appreciate it for bringing that to the table. We are going to go ahead and get into Stephanie's sports segments. This weekend in sports was really good, especially, well, for me it was for the Lakers, but I'm going to start off with the NFL, of course. We were into the divisional playoffs, And with that being said, the divisional playoffs this past weekend on Saturday, we had the Kansas City Chiefs playing Jackson Jaguars, which Kansas City did beat them by a touchdown, 20-27. So they move on to the the championship or AFC, the conference championship game, yeah. And New York Giants lost against Philadelphia. New York Giants was getting their ass beat for a while. It was they hadn't scored, and then they finally did get on the board. So Philadelphia beat them by 38-7. So they are moving on to the conference championship. So then we have the on Sunday we had the Cincinnati Bengals and the Buffalo Bills. I knew that was going to be a good game. I did end up watching that one. Cincinnati did beat the brakes off of Buffalo Bills. And Buffalo Bills were just doing amazing throughout the whole season. But they did fall short. Cincinnati came out. Cincinnati was considered the underdog, but they came out firing. I mean, within the first 15 minutes, they scored a touchdown. Then we had, of course, the biggest game of this weekend. Dallas Cowboys are weeping, sadly, because the San Francisco 49ers did beat them. You know, Dallas Cowboys, you know, their kicker, the game prior to this one, just missed every kick for extra points. But I know he was nervous and scared, like, you know, being on the, you know, everybody's watching this game. A lot of people were rooting for Dallas to win this game, including the commentators. It seemed like they just really wanted Dallas to win this game. But unfortunately, they fell short 12-19. San Francisco will be moving on to the conference championship. So it should be a great weekend in football next week on the 29th. The conference championship, you'll see the San Francisco 49ers play the Philadelphia Eagles. That's going to be an interesting, very interesting game. I don't know who's going to win that game. You know, Philadelphia has been an amazing team this entire season as well. So it'll be good to see. And San Francisco, that young little quarterback, he's so poised and quiet. He's not, you know, I like him. His name is Purdy. And I thought that the fine quarterback, what's his name again? I can't think of his last name. You know, Delia, you know your team. I believe that's your team, San Francisco, or your city team. Garoppolo, I can't think of his last name.
Garoppolo.
Yeah, Garoppolo, him. He's injured. He's injured, so he's not playing. He's supposed to come back, but I don't know if they're going to bring him back because Purdy is doing amazing out there. So we'll see. And then the Cincinnati Bengals and Kansas City Chiefs will meet up again because last year they met up and Cincinnati Bengals did beat Kansas City to move on to the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is going to be taking place in Arizona on February 12th, so it'll be exciting to see who makes it. If I can choose who can go, I would rather see the San Francisco 49ers go with the Cincinnati Bengals and see how that works out. But, you know, a lot of people are saying Philadelphia is going to beat San Francisco. And, again, I don't know who will be between Cincinnati and Kansas since it is a matchup from last year. I'm sure Kansas City is hoping that they can come back and beat the Bengals. So that's what's happening in the NFL this weekend. And then over this weekend, of course, the NBA was exciting. Went to the Laker game Friday. Most exciting game that I've been to this year. 2023. It's probably the first game I went to, because last year I did went to about four Laker games. This year, the first game of the year for me to get to the Laker game, had amazing seats, five rows from the floor, right by the Laker bench. And just a great game. They played Memphis Grizzlies. Ja Morant, of course, is the star on that team. Just a great game. And thought we were going to lose at the end because the Lakers just sometimes just make these mistakes with Russell Westbrook. And he just be making these crazy shots. But I love Russ because Russ is a Laker. He acts like a Laker. He's changed so much from last year to this year. meaning actually 2021 to 2022, he has gotten, he now realized his position. And LeBron James, of course, whatever. He do what he got to do, but he makes mistakes as a supposed to be one of the greatest players of you know, now. I think Kyrie Irving is the greatest player to me right now. But the youngster, I call him TB or T. Bryant, Thomas Bryant, showed up this weekend against who did the Lakers play after the Grizzlies? I can't think of. Damn, I always forget. But I'll pull it up. But the next game that they played after Friday's game, TB, I call him TB, Thomas Bryant, the youngster, 31 years old, came out and just scored 31 points. And that happens to be his number. The Lakers have made some changes. They have made some changes. Although I love Kendrick Nunn, who can shoot, they traded Kendrick Nunn plus let me go to my notes here, y'all. I should have this already ready, but I got excited from the game, just watching that game on Friday. I'm still excited about it. But they have traded Kendrick Nunn for this youngster, Rui Hachimura. He is from Japan, you guys. His mom is Japanese, and his father is from West Africa. So they traded him. They acquired him. And I understand that they have acquired some more. So the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired Rui Hachimura from the Washington Wizards in exchange for guard Kendrick Nunn and 3 second-round picks. So we'll see what Rui could bring. He's 6'8". He's 230 pounds. He has appeared in 30 games for Washington this season. He averaged 13 points. His three-point percentage is .337. He has 4.3 rebounds and 1.2 assists in 24 minutes per game. So he's 24 years old. I'm looking forward to seeing how this Japan native shows up for the Lakers. Let me see. Dennis Schroeder. He also did well on Friday, too. He's actually the reason why we won the game, Dennis Schroeder. He stole the ball in the last minutes and was able to capitalize on that steal, and the Lakers did pull it off, which I was so happy about. Just the great atmosphere at the Crypto Arena, a.k.a. the Staples Center. And, let me see. Also in Sacramento, Sacramento is doing good. They are first. Sacramento Kings are first in the Pacific Division. That is so amazing. They're third in the Western Conference. Wow. Sacramento is doing good. I got to give them their props. They are doing amazing. They played last night. They played, actually, the Memphis Grizzlies that we played on Friday. But, however, Ja Morant did not play because of an ankle injury. And I believe the score last night was 133. Sacramento beat Memphis 133-100. So kudos to Sacramento Kings. Of course, they are going to make the playoffs. I hope the Lakers even make it into the play-in. But like I said, they are making some changes. Something had popped up let me go into the Laker news and see. But they are making some changes. All-Star Weekend is coming up February 17th through the 18th and February 16th through the 19th, I believe, is All-Star Weekend in Utah. So if you are interested in going and being in that particular atmosphere, I used to go to that all the time. This year I won't be making it. NBA, it's time to get busy now. NFL is going to be ending February 12th. Once that ends, the NBA is going to get real serious, making some changes and going and shooting for that for the championship. So we'll see. The Lakers are 22-25 right now, y'all. We got to do some things to make some difference, to make a difference, to make it into at least the play-in, to make it into the playoffs. We'll see what happens. And that concludes, y'all, my sports segment of the week. And we're going to go right on into Zodiacs with Zoya.
Yes. And thank you for that intro, Queen, like a girl. Welcome, queens and kings out there to another edition of Zodiacs with Zoila. And today, January 24th, 2023, the cosmic theme today is Neptune New Year Wishes. Lunar conjunctions are a theme these days of the Year of the Rabbit. Today features a most auspicious kiss with Neptune, the planet of dreams, floating along the ocean of consciousness with the Pisces moon. Fortune favors those who not only believe in their dreams, but dance with them, invest in them, and replay and refine them. Aries, whatever state you're going for, pretend you're already in it. Involve yourself as fully as possible in the exercise of acting as if, and before you know it, you won't be pretending anymore. Taurus, it's counterproductive to overwork, though it can also be hard to tell if you need to push through tiredness or embrace the lazy. And what exactly is the best way to rest anyway? Only you know the right answer. Trust yourself. Gemini, you keep going because you're persistent, but also hopeful. What's your best move? The next one. You don't want to deprive the world of seeing this. You'll have an ally in an Aquarius or a Pisces. Cancer, we all follow someone. Well-intentioned friends, parents, and leaders don't always teach us the right things. It's a day to figure out which information is wrong and make corrections. Leo, there are those who seem to enjoy complaining. You know the type. Their discontent is endless. Maybe you'll be inspired to solve the problem, which won't stop the complaining, but it will change the direction it flows. Virgo, various curiosities and passions will intermingle in one particularly interesting project. This one will take a few tries to get it right because there are so many elements coming together. It will bring about your very best efforts. Libra, you won't have as much time as you'd like to do what you want to do. What can you let go of to make this work? Image will be very important. If you approach with confidence and poise, you may be able to buy more time. Scorpio, if someone feels safe enough to open up to you, you consider this an honor, especially if you're in a position to help. It's best if this is a part of a slow and natural progression of a relationship. It should take time to build trust. Sagittarius, when there's nothing you would change about the scene, you've achieved happiness. Wanting something to be different is the opposite of happiness. What would it take to love what is and desire nothing more? Capricorn, you prize honesty, but a certain amount of showmanship is smart. It will keep people engaged and focused on the parts you prefer they would see. You're like a magician, directing eyes to the magic. Aquarius, it's not always terrible or dangerous when the lines between dreams and reality are blurred. Today, you can see the lines, but you'll also get the wonderful sensation that you're in a movie, and you'll be willing to suspend your belief. And Pisces, like a fallen tree in the road after a storm, you've come upon blocks that you have no control over, but you might have something to do with the clearing. You'll work on it with others who have the tools to help. And for today's birthday, January 24th, if you're born on this day, You think you know what your favorites are, but this year brings a whole new slew of them. People, places, foods, and more that make your best of list. You've a talent for pricing your work, and financial wins keep coming. More highlights, a sacred calling, the continual polishing of your talent, and someone you teach who wins your heart. Virgo and Sagittarius adore you. And today, your lucky numbers are 7, 10, 3, 33, and 17. And I also have a few celebrity birthdays to celebrate. Born on January 24th, 1941, is R&B and soul singer Aaron Neville of the Neville Brothers. He turns 82 today, and he's retired from singing, and I for a moment got him confused with one of his other brothers who had passed away, but according to Wikipedia, he's still alive. He's just retired. So happy birthday to Aaron. Another legendary singer, also turns 82 years old today, Neil Diamond. Again, he's an American singer and songwriter. I remember his biggest hits, of course, in the 70s and 80s. And, yeah, he had some pretty cool stuff back then. Tatiana Ali. I will always remember her as the little girl Ashley Banks on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but she's not so little anymore, you guys. Today she turns 44. Can you believe that? Born January 21st, 1979. Good Lord, she makes me feel old. Okay, moving right along. singer, songwriter, producer, Sleepy Brown. I just remember some hits around the era that Outkast was pretty big.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Sleepy Brown, born January 24th, 1970. So he turns 53 today. The gorgeous. I won't say anything about her attitude, but she's gorgeous. The beautiful. Kenya Moore. People know her for being, yeah, for being an actress and model, and most importantly, the first black, or was she the first black Miss USA, or was that Vanessa Williams?
Huh?
Maybe she wasn't first.
Yeah.
But she was Miss USA, 1993, and she looked like a beautiful Barbie doll. She was born January 24th, 1971, so she turns 52 today.
Okay.
Actor William Allen Young, and you guys might remember him from the hit TV show Moesha. He played the father. So William Allen Young, born on this day in 1954, he turned 69 today. And here's a young cat who I love, comedian and also a musician, Jay Versace. He turns 25 today. Born this day in 1998. I know he's done a lot of social media skits over the past decade. You know, he's just hilarious. But anyway, happy birthday goes out to him. And last but not least, David Diggs turns 41 today. He was born on this day in 1982. He's an actor and a rapper, which I didn't know about that, but he was the black gentleman who played in the hit stage play Hamilton. And I never have gotten to see that yet. I'm very, very late. You guys kind of know that's how things blow in my life. But I'm going to see it one of these days, if it's even still playing. I don't even know. Is it still on Broadway, anybody? Anybody know? Hamilton?
Well, this is oh, you know what? I don't know. I haven't heard anything about it being on
Broadway.
It could be.
I guess
so.
I missed that one.
Well, I think Hamilton is still touring.
It's touring.
It's coming to San Francisco, and I keep missing it.
Oh, okay.
So you too, okay.
It's still touring. sure.
Good. I don't feel so bad now because I'm like, y'all, I'm so late. But, as you were saying, Stephanie.
I was saying, I didn't know if Hamilton was still touring or not, yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me go ahead and cut it short. And that was actually long, but thanks for listening, everybody. That was my edition of Zodiacs with Zoila, and I'm passing the mic back over to Queen Laker Girl.
Thank you for the Zoila. Always enjoy the Zodiacs.
Thank you.
It motivates me. Yeah, it motivates me.
Yeah, me too.
JoJo said, David Digg, Oakland. Sacramento Kings, she gave it heart. She's obviously a Sacramento Kings fan. Yeah, Sacramento, last night I was watching something, I ended up falling asleep, but they had Bibby. They were interviewing Bibby, who was one of the amazing basketball stars for the Kings back in the day when the Kings was, you know, he said they playing like we used to play. So it looks like the Kings are on that level. Because when they had Chris Webber, Bibby, and White Chocolate on their team, the Kings was unstoppable. Well, they were stoppable once the Lakers got to them, but they was unstoppable at one point. So, all right, let's get into our hot topics. I don't know if you guys heard about Miss Queen B, Beyonce, performing in Dubai. And now I heard she made $35 million. For this appearance, but I'm reading now it says $24 million. Either way, she got paid real good.
Mm-hmm.
But there was some controversy involved with it, Queens, and I want to get your thoughts on it. So the LGBTQ, you know, they follow and love Queen B, but because Dubai does not allow homosexuality in their in Dubai, you know, a lot of people were upset that are in the LGBTQ community with Queen B. I'm not upset. I think she should take, you know, she should be able to go where she want to go to perform. You know, if Dubai,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that she agree with what they agree with, but shit, I'm sure a LGBTQ person was asked to perform, I don't know, for $24 million or $35 million. I wonder if they would perform there. What are your thoughts, Queen Georgia Brown Sugar, on this?
Well...
I can't even get the words out. Well, you know, Dubai is beautiful. I'm trying to get the words out.
Right.
It's expensive, it's beautiful, but they will whoop your ass over there if you're gay. And actually, they won't even let you in. You know,
yeah. You're
on camera there all the time. All the time. They can go over there and try to hoop and holler all they want to. They tell them to go back to America. Different countries have different things. We just got to, you know,
yeah. Fall
in line. That's their country. You know, just like when you come here. Follow the rules. It's our country. And it's hard sometimes for people to understand. It's like going to somebody's house. You got to follow their rules. Maybe they don't want you to have shoes on in their house. I wear shoes in my house. You said the key word, your house. This is my house. So I have learned from traveling that even though I may not like it, I got to follow their rules because it's called respect. You know, so it's not all about you. When you go to somebody's house, you obey their rules or don't go. That's how I think, you know, that's, you know, I may not agree with it, but like I said,
right. That's
their house.
Their house, and they could do what they like. Queen Real Delia, your thoughts on it? I know you got baby boy over there. Okay, let me go to Queen Zoila, and then we'll come to back to Queen Real Delia because I know she got her baby boy over there.
Okay. Well, like Georgia Brown Sugar, I'm struggling to find the right words here. Number one, Beyonce, in my opinion, did nothing wrong. Beyonce is a global entertainer. She had an invitation, obviously. She obliged. She accepted it, whether it was the amount of money or what have you. This had nothing to consider if other people who chose to be LGBTQ or whatever, if they chose to be that, they can't expect other people to make their life choices and decisions based on what they chose to do and be in life. You know, that's really simple, and that's the way it should be seen. Beyonce is not going to even take that into consideration, which she did not. That's why she did the performance, and I applaud her for doing it. I'm sure she did a great job. I haven't seen it. I have no problem with what Beyonce did, but it looks like some people are all in their feelings. Like, why didn't she consider da-da-da? Okay, that country has its own, or nation has its own rules. Again, that's what our queen, Georgia Brown Sugar, said. And it's so true. You know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. But no, seriously, she didn't do anything wrong. It's just like people need to get out of their feelings and get over it. I would have done it also. Now, if it were me and Iran or Russia inviting me to come do a concert, y'all know they want to hear Zoila sing, right? I would not have done it. I would not have done it. That's for different reasons. You know, I mean,
the 20 billion you wouldn't have done it.
Well, they'd have to go up. If I won't say never, but that wouldn't be enough money. No, and I don't even then. It's just too dangerous, right? But the decision Beyonce made is fine by me. So, yeah, I think. The group, whoever's thinking that, like, well, she didn't take us into consideration. No, she didn't, and no, she should not have. And so she did what she did, and that's that. So that's my two cents.
Okay. And it's a trip because she did not sing anything from her Renaissance album, her brand new album, because that album actually, you know, some of the songs promote, well, not promote, but is geared towards LGBTQ community. That's why they love her so much, because some of the songs in there are pertaining to, you know, basically motivating them. But I, like both queens, both of you queens have said, she should be able to do. Dubai got their own rules, just like you got your own rules in your own house. Everybody got their rules, and that's what it is. You got to abide by the rules. That's how the world works. So I'm for it. Her and her daughter, I believe her Blue Ivy did sing with her on one of the songs. She's 7 years old, so I'm sure I clips of it. But I applaud B, and I love her. I love Beyonce. She's a great entertainer. She is that who she is, and she should be able to go anywhere she wants, especially for $24 and $35 million. And I trip. Okay. I said, I wonder if a closet LGBTQ was a closet one. He or she had never, haven't came out and was offered that type of money, would they go over there and perform? You know what I mean? Yes, probably. You
probably
know, because they're closet. Make that type of money? Come on.
You know what that reminds me of, too, just to hop on that. You know, you might be friends with somebody, and maybe they get into an argument with somebody, but does that mean that every, even though, say, like, you're the neutral friend, that you have to be on that side and, you know,
right,
be mad at them too? And it's like, no, come on, people grow up. People, you know, you got various things you want to do in life. And if you want to run down the street naked, do it.
Okay.
And,
okay,
you know, that's your life, you know. And like y'all saying, that's their house, you know. Try going to Saudi Arabia. That's the way that, I ain't going to call it the black shit, but that's what I'm calling it, because it's hot as hell over there. And I, you just say, okay, I hate McDonald's. I've never liked McDonald's because I can't stomach it. But it was, I had never seen anything so beautiful. The guys got to eat inside. We got to eat outside in a tent, like almost like a tent. How does that help? But they're in air conditioning.
Are you serious?
Oh, very serious.
So that's how they treat women. Well, I mean, I've heard, but I didn't know about that at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got smacked on my ankle because the abaya that they gave me was too long. And so to step up on the curb, I had to lift it a little bit. But I knew, I don't respect your house. I was raised properly. It's your house. I'm going to do what I have to do. Well, the fashion patrol, I call it, woman popped me on my ankle, and I turned around. They were like, oh, was, no, no, no. Because I was about to cuss out and, whoop a tail. But it hurt so doggone bad, and I knew I was in their country. I got to follow their rules.
Was that the morality police?
Uh-huh. I called the fashion patrol.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, he has a bunch of women to do the beating, with him. But he had seen me several times, and he said in English, "You see that it's too long for her. She's short." And I went to kick him for that. But you see, he opened. And when I got back to the hotel, because we were staying in a hotel, we were in Tehran, and when I got back, there was this most beautiful, I still have it, beautiful abaya in, like, gold. It's not real gold, but it's beautiful. And with a note apologizing, saying, like, we know I've observed you. You are not like your friends. I've observed you. You follow the rules. And, it was like an apology. And I was like, oh, my God. So I went downstairs to the front desk, and the man said, I thought he was going up there to beat you or something. He said, but the guy waved at him, and he went on about his way. That was a mean man, because I seen him smack a whole bunch of folks. Have the women smack a whole bunch of folks.
Wow.
But, yeah, I didn't like their things there, but I followed the rule. I couldn't drive. You can't drive. On base, you can. You can't drive off base. Nope. I know I wouldn't take my butt back over there, and they got camel spiders, too. No. Gap, don't go.
Yeah, I would never go, period. So I wouldn't deal with
that.
So, yeah.
You want to go to the bus?
Wow. No.
Good morning. I believe we got 916-370. Good morning.
Good morning, Queens in the morning, and Laker girl, this is Lambert Davis. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Lambert. I thought that was you. I didn't want to make a mistake and just call out your name, but good morning to you, Lambert. Welcome to Queens in the Morning.
It's the cheesecake.
Thank you.
Man.
I'm in the middle. Yeah, I'm in the middle of cooking cheesecakes, and a light went off in my head. What I wanted to do real quick is to say, and I won't take but 2 minutes because I don't waste people's time, but I wanted to say that as I was listening to this lady describe her experience in Dubai, I wanted to give Queens in the Morning another experience, and that experience is our family cheesecake business went viral before the holidays and also before the 49ers win, and I wanted to leave our website, and if any of you ladies want to contact me, I'll show you a different experience from Dubai, and we're heading in a totally different direction. Our focus as the founder and CEO, my focus is to try to do business with business women. So my number is 916-370-9211. Stephanie, our website is tothebayandbackcheesecake.com. And just link them to it. Our family was approached by some women in Sacramento who own a magazine. They put us in there this December, and it blew up. So just go on to our website, go to About Us, and you'll see that I gave a rare interview to them because they approached me and they were a women-owned business and they have kept their word. So I hope you ladies contact us and I can talk to you about some lucrative opportunities. Thank you, Stephanie.
Right. We'll do.
Thank you, Lambert.
Tell your brother I said hello. I haven't talked to him in a couple of years. It's been a minute. Tell him I said hello. I'm thinking about him.
Yeah, I will. And Stephanie, I want you to also know we're coming out with the purple cheesecake, and I want to talk to you about the Lakers
okay.
purple cheesecake vision I have regarding Jeannie Buss. So call me.
Okay. I love the idea.
All right.
Beautiful idea. Okay. Sure, I'll reach out to you, Lambert. Thank you for calling in, and I'll also post it on our Queens of the Morning Facebook page or website as well. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Yeah.
Yeah, and thank
I
you.
I got to taste those. Mm-hmm. Those cheesecakes is good. I have experienced the cheesecake, and you guys got to try them. Go ahead, Judge Brown.
No, I was going to say, and to correct them, my bad time, that was Saudi Arabia, that was Saudi Arabia where I had the experience of being smacked. Dubai is pretty much open. You just have to be a little more moderate.
Well, we're not going to spank you. We're going to make or hit you. We're going to let you experience a cheesecake that you've never heard. So you will be treated with respect from this side.
Okay.
Mr. Davis, I have a question for you, Mr. Lambert Davis. I don't know if you remember me or not. Zoila Robledo. I was working for Jay King doing some marketing. Oh, it's been about 10 years ago. But you sent me one of your cheesecakes a while back, a sample of it, and it was wonderful. I just wanted to say thank you again, and you'll be hearing back from me regarding some of the business opportunities you're speaking of, whatever that is.
Well, I appreciate knowing that at least I kept my word and got the cheesecake to you because we do have a good reputation of keeping our word.
That's right.
Yes, you do. And she's also
and
the one
wonderful.
Who beat the brakes off of Reese and Tennis as well as Jay King.
Yes. Yeah.
I won't touch that. I'm controversial with Reese, so I'll be quiet and get back to cracking eggs. But it was great talking to you. And let's talk about that Lakers because I love the Lakers. I don't care what place they're in, Stephanie. We're not that far from first place if you look at the standings.
Well, you know what? I still think they have a chance. If they make it into the play-in, and if AD, a.k.a. Bubble Wrap, could come back and stay healthy, we can make it. We can make it all the way through. I really believe that. I tell Jay all the time, I said, the Sacramento Kings is a good team. I said, but if the Lakers were all the way healthy and we had some great pieces moved around, we can make it. We will make it to the playoffs and possibly even win the whole chip. You know, I know that it's a possibility. But anything is a possibility. But I really believe in.
Let me end by saying I don't want to take over the show. As a Sacramento native, the Sacramento Kings are going to collapse, and my Lakers are going to get into the play-in because they're going to collapse. They collapse every year.
I love it. That's why I love me some Lambert Davis, y'all. Thank you so much, Lambert. Appreciate you very much. We will definitely
Let's talk about that purple cheesecake because nobody has that down there.
I know we can make it happen.
I know we can.
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
But anyway, thank you.
All right.
Queens
thanks,
in the morning.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And these are vegan cheesecakes, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
You know what? That's a good idea. You got to bring that to his attention, a vegan cheesecake.
Oh, no, that's
you know,
what these are. I just don't think he mentioned it, but they're vegan.
Not all of them. Wait. I don't think
they're
vegan.
Maybe some of them are.
Yeah, because
okay.
I was like, I know I haven't
maybe
had
not
vegan.
Before. What is the word? There's pardon me.
Gluten free. Yeah, his is
gluten free. Thank
they're
you.
Gluten.
That's
yeah, they're gluten free. That they
for.
Are. I do know that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So forgive me, I misspoke. They're not vegan, but they're
no
gluten
worries. Gluten free. But yeah, his cheesecakes are amazing. If you haven't had a chance to taste them, you definitely want to. And then he sends them packed. You know, he can ship them to you. You know, and they're still fresh. I love the graham cracker I love a thick graham cracker on my cheesecake. The texture of cheesecake pudding, like I could eat a cheesecake if it's really good. It has to be really good because those type of textures, pudding, what else I can't really eat? Pudding, I'm going to say pudding. I don't like that texture. I've never been a person that could eat and yogurt. I can't eat all of it. I can eat some of it, but not all of it. So those textures for me just, I don't know, they're a little weird. But the cheesecake, I love a cheesecake. He has the swirl one, but I'm excited about tasting the purple one. I think that could be huge in the Laker community. So, yeah, I love the idea, Lambert. Thanks.
Hey.
All right, y'all. We got 4 minutes before we are shut
down.
Can I touch
on a real quick subject? Can I, real quick?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I had last night reading, you know, put myself to sleep, and they had this article, I think it was in Iowa and another place, Ohio too, where they wanted to take people who were on food stamps and restrict them from buying meat. Can you believe that, saying that they were overweight?
What?
I said, if people have kids, right, outrageous. Outrageous.
So that
yes.
includes everything. Chicken,
everything.
Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, I can see, because the meat out there today, that's why I'm trying to cut back on, you know, eating steaks and all that stuff, because, you know, basically the meat that they, you know, that's where all this cancer comes from. Oh, there's real Delia. Sorry, Delia. You know, but that is, how are you going to restrict somebody from buying, you know, if you give them food stamps, but they said it's from obesity? It's
yes.
causing obesity?
Yeah, and I'm
wow.
like, you're not thinking about children. They need nutrients from everything.
Yeah,
and yes, we put too much junk in our animals anyway. So, you know, certain things I can't eat. You know, if I start thinking about it, I'm like, nope. But, you know, hey, give me some fish.
And the bariatric diet is lean meat and vegetables. And so it would make more sense for them to restrict them from eating, from starches, like corn and potatoes,
yeah.
which they eat plenty of potatoes in Iowa.
Well,
so they need to go somewhere and sit down.
Okay.
They're trying
to give up the potatoes, girl.
Yeah, how about not restricting them about what they want to eat?
Yeah, don't restrict them at all.
You can't make an arbitrary thing like that. You know, they can do like what San Francisco County is doing, which is putting an extra tax on sugary drinks and things of that nature. You know, they can make
mm-hmm.
it less appealing for people to buy those things by being more expensive than they were before. But you can't say people can't eat a food group that's a perfectly legitimate food group for people to eat. People need to get their protein. Everybody's not going to eat peanuts and nuts. And depending on what your different health conditions are, like I have IBS,
potatoes.
And supposedly I'm not supposed to eat beans, you know, which I eat a lot of beans anyways. But, you know, you can't make a blanket rule for everybody because everybody's not the same.
Oh, but honey, they try. You know, that's why I said we better watch them because look at what they did with Roe versus Wade. We didn't think that they'd ever be able to overturn that. Look at it. We better watch these people. Watch them.
They are controlling. They will control you when they, the government is giving you that, hey, we're giving you this, so this is the requirements to receive this. You cannot purchase. Wow.
Ain't that weird?
Yeah,
I have to read it like two or three times, and I said, these people, let me take my behind to sleep before I start cussing tonight. And I said, no, I don't want to dream about that. Let me dream. Oh, wait, update on the little guy. Well, he ain't little. He's a big guy. The little 38-year-old. He still won't leave me alone. Y'all have to hide. But he's a cutie pie. What am I going to do with a 38-year-old? Thank God I am short. I ran up underneath one of the desks, and he came in. He was looking around. He said, "No, she was just here." But he didn't look under the desk.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Roman. Save me, y'all. Come up here and save me. He don't understand. No.
That is great. Okay. Yeah, but it is what it is. All right, y'all. Anybody else want to bring anything else? We can't. We got to get up out of here, you guys. We will hope to see you guys back here on Thursday. Stay tuned for Tackle and King and Trivia Thursday. Subscribe to
King Network.
Great day. Stay healthy.
Won't come together. That day, King Network, where the people come together.